This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, relationship between parents and children. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In today's lesson, we'll talk about the relationship between parents and children. When we talk about the relationship between a child and a parent, there are a few issues that we need to look at. Today, we will look at the wishes that children have upon their parents. For instance, a child could be wishing that their parent will understand that I was created for a particular time and not their time. What does this mean? A child could be imagining, like my parent right now is correcting me of a mistake that maybe during my time that mistake is okay, but during his time or her time, the mistake wasn't okay. So the child wishes that the parent will actually understand the situation that I am in right now. I'm living in a moment whereby it's different times compared to the times that the parents used to live. So this is a point stating that a child sometimes in their heart, they will not be saying it loudly. They might not be saying it verbally to the parent, but they'll be wishing this in their heart. Like, I wish that my parent now would understand that I'm living in a different moment of time than they used to do. So by understanding this point, as a parent, as a guide, as a mother, it will definitely lead you to understanding on how you could correct your child sometimes. Therefore, we need to understand that children or our children do have their wishes sometimes in their lives. And we need to respect that as parents. I'll get back with more points about this in the second chapter of this episode. Stay tuned. Welcome back. You are listening to iRib English Radio, and this is A to Z. We've been talking about the relationship between a parent and a child. And on the first episode, we stated a little bit on the wishes a child would have upon their parent. That children do have wishes, actually, against or upon their parents. They're wishing that their parent would understand them. They're wishing that their parent would know what they expect from them. They're wishing that their parents would understand that they're living in a different moments of time. Now, as we continue, we need to know the parents that are living with the children, they're guiding them in their life. What are some of the wishes that a parent could have upon their child, upon their children, a mother, a father, a guide, or whoever it might be? They could be having a few wishes upon their children. What are some of the wishes that a parent could have upon their wishes? I will state a few among this. One of the wishes that a father could have upon their child is that the father will be hoping that their son or their daughter, whoever it might be, will be better than me, will be better than them, and not only by continuation. Him as a father, he is hoping that my kid is going to be better than me in life, is going to do better than me in life, and not just continuing on what I left. Because I did things in my life, I might have done a few other mistakes or so many mistakes. I'm hoping that my son will come and sit in my chair, but not just do what I used to do, what I did in my previous life. No, I wish that he does better than me. This is among the wishes that we could retrieve from a father's heart sometimes. As we say, the wishes might not be verbal. They might not be saying it with their mouth or saying it to their kids, but this is among the few wishes a father, a mother, a guide could have in his heart upon their kid. So by understanding these few things as children or as parents, definitely is going to help us realize or understand what is the importance of understanding the relationship between a parent and their children, or between parents and children. We'll meet in this next episode and we'll know more about this. Fiamanillah. Bye.